Now, Israel test fires new long-range ballistic missiles capable of striking Russian cities thousands of kilometers away. Media reports cite experts saying the missiles appear to be a version of the Jericho ballistic missile with a range of at least 5,000 kilometers. In 2008, the Israeli military test fired another long-range ballistic missile, threatening to strike Iran. Analysts believe the Jericho ground-to-ground missile is capable of carrying a nuclear, chemical or biological warhead. Israel is considered to be the Middle East's sole possessor of nuclear warheads and weapons, with an estimated arsenal of 200 warheads. Let's go to Idaho and talk to Mark Glenn with Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Glenn, just how threatening would such missiles be to relations between Russia and Israel and the way they will treat each other in the future?
Well, Russia's not under any illusions about what Israel's capabilities are. Israel has had the ability now to deliver nuclear weapons to literally any place around the world she wishes by virtue of the fact that she has at least five Dolphin-class submarines that have been given to her by the German government. The problem with Israel having nuclear weapons and, of course, the means of delivering them is the mindset that drives Israel. We have to remember that Israel is the only country in human history that has threatened to kill the entire human race if it turns out that her precious little experiment in Jewish self-rule in the Middle East fails to materialize. And this, coupled with the fact that she is allied with a country, the only country that has used nuclear weapons against another people, is what makes Israel so dangerous. So the rather tense relations that exist right now between Israel and Russia over the issue of Syria, in and of itself, I don't think that this is this new development involving Israel's new ballistic missile. I don't think that this is something that surprises Russia or even would heighten Russia's concerns about Israel more than Russia is already concerned about.
Of course, how does the international community view this?
Well, the international community should look at this with alarm. Unfortunately, however, the international community will not. Let's remind ourselves that ever since the 1980s when Mordechai Vanunu, the nuclear technician who spent almost 20 years in Israeli prison for revealing Israel's nuclear weapons capability, he should have been hosted by every sane country on the planet and been invited to speak and to speak to their parliaments and to their legislative bodies. But sadly, he's been ignored and he's been shunted to the side. So the international community should, of course, if it were in its right mind, should view this latest development with alarm. But sadly, unfortunately, they will continue instead to be dragged along with these petty little arguments and warnings that Israel issues against peaceful countries such as Iran.
And of course, how much do you think this can be related to the fact that Russia is a supporter of Syria, this case of Syria?
I think it relates to it entirely. And it's not just Syria that Israel is worried about, but rather the entire Middle East. I think that much of the posturing that we see taking place these days between Israel and the United States is geared towards keeping Russia out of the Middle East in such a way as Russia used to reside there in countries such as Egypt and Jordan and Syria. I think that Israel and the United States are very nervous these days about a resurgent Russia, and I think that much of this saber-rattling that we see taking place is being designed to scare Russia out of the territory permanently, which I think is in Israel's long-term strategic desires.
And how do you think Russia will respond to this in the event of Israel using these missiles?
Well, Israel's not going to do anything like that. Israel only bombs defenseless men, women, and children in places such as Gaza. She's not going to pick a fight with a superpower who's capable of defending itself. Rather, what Israel would like to see happen is the United States doing her dirty work for her. This almost took place in 1967 when Israel attacked the USS Liberty, and the United States was about to drop nuclear weapons on Egypt, which was allied with the Soviet Union at that time. So let's not have any illusions about Israel doing anything like this. Rather, she'll have her trained attack dog do it for her. And if she can't induce the United States to do this through the typical use of politicizing and threats, then she'll probably try to pull off another false flag event like she did in 1967 with the USS Liberty.
Indeed. Many thanks to Mark Glenn with Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement from Idaho. Thanks for your time there, sir.